Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The American Black Hereford Association, as we reported earlier, has been approved for $100,000 in state and county ag development funds to move its headquarters to Kentucky. The group's executive director, Brian Chisholm.
That's correct. And Mike, what we kind of like to tell people is this grant is a Kickstarter project for us. The grant helped move the office to Kentucky very early on in the conversations. Kentucky rose to the top as far as the state that wanted us to be here and have a national headquarters in Kentucky. So they kind of rose to the top, and the grant funding became available and was ultimately approved. And that grant helps with the move, but it also does a lot for Kentucky producers so that they can see the benefit and the value of using Black Herefords and Black Hereford genetics in their operations.
Improving the state's beef herd as a whole has been a major goal of ag development efforts. Landing the breed's national headquarters, Chisholm feels, is a positive for the breed and Kentucky producers. He says they're settling in at a steady pace.
We are slowly getting settled. We just wrapped up Junior Nationals first part of July. So once that was completed and our final approval was done at the end of July with the Ag Development Board, we were able to move ahead and get our office open. That is pretty well a finished deal at this point. So now we're planning our events and working with local leaders.
Their headquarters now open in Bowling Green. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
Steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Brian Chisholm, executive director of the American Black Hereford Association, now headquartered in Bowling Green, says they've already started planning activities for this year and next, possibly with a Kentucky tour inviting in national breed leaders to the bluegrass. Short term, he says, they've got a lot of work to do among county ag development committees across the state. He says they'll be working toward, in effect, doubling their ag development grant.
The grant funding is set up on a 50-50 split. So the grant was approved for $100,000, but we have to go to the local ag development boards in each county and present to them and explain what this project will do. And if they choose to fund us, the state will match that dollar for dollar up to $100,000. So that's one of the big projects we're working on now, is securing all that grant funding.
The American Black Hereford Association's Brian Chisholm. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.